Good morning. Let's begin our service by singing hymn number 58. Father, we, thy loving children, lift our hearts in joy today, knowing well that thou wilt keep us ever in thy blessed way. Thou art love, and thou art wisdom. Thou art life, and thou art all. In thy spirit, living, moving, we shall neither faint nor fall. Hymn number 58. Imogen from Australia will read from the scriptures.
The Bible, Colossians. If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above. Set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth. Lie not one to another, seeing that ye have put off the old man with his deeds, and have put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him. Where there is neither Greek nor Jew, circumcision nor uncircumcision, barbarian, Scythian, bond nor free, but Christ is all and in all. Put on, therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercies, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering, forbearing one another, and forgiving one another, if any man have a quarrel against any. Even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, in all wisdom, and whatsoever ye do, do it heartily, as to the Lord, and not unto men. For ye serve the Lord Christ.
We will now have a moment of silent prayer and follow with the Lord's Prayer, with its spiritual interpretation as given in the Christian Science textbook. Our Father, who art in heaven, our Father, Mother God, all harmonious,
hallowed be thy name.
Adorable One,
thy kingdom come.
Thy kingdom is come. Thou art ever present.
Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven.
Enable us to know, as in heaven, so on earth, God is omnipotent, supreme.
Give us this day our daily bread.
Give us grace for today. Feed the famished affections.
And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors.
And love is reflected in love.
And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
And God leadeth us not into temptation, but delivereth us from sin, disease, and death.
For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever.
For God is infinite, all power, all life, truth, love, over all and all. Let's now sing hymn number 141. If the Lord build not the house, they that labor build in vain. Father, may our cornerstone stand foursquare without a stain. Hymn number 141.
Lord, build not the house.
Amen.
Welcome to the Sunday morning service of the Plainfield Christian Science Church Independent. We begin our Sunday mornings here at 10 a.m. with our roundtable discussion, where we discuss this week's lesson, other topics that need to be covered, and learn how to practice better in our daily lives Christian Science. And we had another really good one this morning. So if you missed it, or if you'd like to hear it again, you can find it on our website, plainfieldcs.com. And you will also be able to find it on our YouTube channel and our Vimeo channel. We have a Sunday school for children, which meets every Sunday at 11 a.m., and that Sunday school has its own dedicated teleconference number. Many of our students do not live in the area, but participate via telephone. What this means is that if you don't live in the area, but have a child of Sunday school age, your child can also attend. Just call the main church number. We will give you the number for the Sunday school. And our Sunday school teachers will be very happy to welcome your child to our Sunday school. We have a testimony meeting every Wednesday evening at 8:15, where you can hear testimonies of healings and lives made much, much better through the study and practice of Christian Science. And at all of our services, we have a nursery for infants and toddlers. So if you can come in person, you can bring the whole family. We have 21 different websites in 21 different languages. This is our missionary work to the world. And every one of our websites contains the very finest of Christian Science literature. Everything we offer on all of our websites is offered free of charge. No dues, no payments, you don't even have to join anything. And everything on all of our websites is offered with the love of our church and contains the very finest of Christian Science recordings, readings, and music. And we are very grateful for those of you who have found one or more of our websites and have found the healing truth of Christian Science. One of the articles that I would like to point out is featured on our English language website entitled "Expressing Divine Intelligence" by Martha Wilcox. You want to know what intelligence really is? And there's nothing artificial about it? Read this article. Everyone is welcome here. And that includes all of you who are listening and participating from around the world. And now we will have the reading of a testimony of healing from miscellaneous writings, which attests to the power obtained by studying the Christian Science textbook. And that reading will be given this morning by Lisa from Ohio.
For 8 years, I suffered terribly with my eyes. I could not read 15 minutes without the most agonizing sick headache. Oculists called it a case of double vision and said that the only chance for a cure lay in cutting the muscles of the eyes. This was done, but the pain was worse than before. One of the most famous oculists of New York said I would simply have to endure it for life, as it was a case of severe astigmatism. I suffered so that my health gave way. A friend spoke to me of Christian Science, but I scoffed at the idea. Later on, in desperation, I asked her to lend me Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures, thinking I might be able to read 5 minutes a day in it. I opened a book at the chapter on physiology and began. Time passed unnoticed. Every page seemed illuminated. I said, "This is everything or nothing. If everything, then you need no glasses." I took off the heavy ground glasses and went on. What a terrible headache I had the next morning, but I fought it with the truth laid down in the book. I said again, "This is everything or nothing," and the truth triumphed. The headache ceased, but I felt miserably. I recalled what was said about chemicalization and persevered. In 4 days, my eyes were well. I read as many hours a day as I pleased. My strength returned. I conquered one belief after another until now, strong and well, I meet every belief with confidence. I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. For 2 years, I have realized the peace and confidence which the knowledge that God is all-powerful and always present alone can give. Feeling a great desire to spread Christian Science, that it may do the good to others that it has to me, not only physically but spiritually, I ask if you have any missionaries in the work. Being a member of the Episcopal Church, I have always sent what I could to help foreign missions through that church. Will it do the most good to continue so doing, as our foreign missionaries are devoted men, or have you Christian Science missionaries who devote their lives to the work? An answer addressed to me or published in the journal would help one who is seeking to do right. Yours sincerely, K.L.T.
The Bible and the Christian Science textbook are our only preachers. The scriptural texts and their correlative passages from our textbook, these comprise our sermon. The canonical writings, together with the word of our textbook, corroborating and explaining the Bible texts in their denominational, spiritual import, and application to all ages, past, present, and future, constitute a sermon undivorced from truth, uncontaminated or fettered by human hypotheses, and authorized by Christ. And today's lesson sermon can be found on page 16 of the Independent Christian Science Quarterly. Subject: mind. The golden text is from Isaiah. Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee. The responsive reading is from Romans and 1 Corinthians. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service.
And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God.
For I say, through the grace given unto me, to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, according as God hath dealt to every man the measure of faith.
But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned.
But he that is spiritual judgeth all things, Yet he himself is judged of no man.
For who hath known the mind of the Lord, that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ.
I will read from the Bible. Philippians. If there be therefore any consolation in Christ, if any comfort of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any bowels and mercies, fulfill ye my joy, that ye be like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord, of one mind. Let nothing be done through strife or vain glory, but in lowliness of mind let each esteem other better than themselves. Look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who, being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Wherefore, my beloved, as ye have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. For it is God which worketh in you, both to will and to do of his good pleasure. Matthew. And Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues, and preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing all manner of sickness and all manner of disease among the people. And his fame went throughout all Syria, and they brought unto him all sick people that were taken with diverse diseases and torments, and those which were possessed with devils, and those which were lunatic, and those that had the palsy, and he healed them. Mark. And they came over unto the other side of the sea, into the country of the Gadarenes. And when he was come out of the ship, immediately there met him out of the tombs a man with an unclean spirit, who had his dwelling among the tombs, and no man could bind him, no, not with chains, because that he had been often bound with fetters and chains, and the chains had been plucked asunder by him, and the fetters broken in pieces. Neither could any man tame him, And always, night and day, he was in the mountains and in the tombs, crying and cutting himself with stones. But when he saw Jesus afar off, he ran and worshipped him, and cried with a loud voice, and said, "What have I to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son of the Most High God? I adjure thee by God that thou torment me not." For he said unto him, "Come out of the man, thou unclean spirit." And he asked him, "What is thy name?" And he answered, saying, "My name is Legion, for we are many." And he besought him much that he would not send them away out of the country. Now there was there nigh unto the mountains a great herd of swine feeding. And all the devils besought him, saying, "Send us into the swine, that we may enter into them." And forthwith Jesus gave them leave, and the unclean spirits went out and entered into the swine. And the herd ran violently down a steep place into the sea. They were about 2,000 and were choked in the sea. And they that fed the swine fled and told it in the city and in the country. And they went out to see what it was that was done. And they come to Jesus and see him that was possessed with the devil and had the legion sitting and clothed and in his right mind. And they were afraid. And they that saw it told them how it befell to him that was possessed with the devil, and also concerning the swine. Psalms. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore will not we fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof. There is a river, the streams whereof shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacles of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God shall help her, and that right early. The heathen raged, the kingdoms were moved. He uttered his voice, the earth melted. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Come, behold the works of the Lord, what desolation he hath made in the earth. He maketh wars to cease unto the end of the earth. He breaketh the bow and cutteth the spear in sunder. He burneth the chariot in the fire. Be still, and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Colossians. Let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also ye are called in one body, and be ye thankful. Romans. Now the God of patience and consolation grant you to be like-minded one toward another according to Christ Jesus, that ye may with one mind and one mouth glorify God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that ye may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost. Florence from Georgia will now read.
I will read correlative passages from the Christian Science textbook, Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures, by Mary Baker Eddy. Infinite mind creates and governs all. Question: what is mind? Answer: mind is God. The exterminator of error is the great truth that God good is the only mind, and that the supposititious opposite of infinite mind, called devil or evil, is not mind, is not truth, but error without intelligence or reality. There can be but one mind, because there is but one God. And if mortals claimed no other mind and accepted no other, sin would be unknown. We can have but one mind, if that one is infinite. We bury the sense of infinitude when we admit that, although God is infinite, evil has a place in this infinity, for evil can have no place where all space is filled with God. We lose the high signification of omnipotence when, after admitting that God, all good, is omnipresent and has all power, we still believe there is another power named evil. This belief that there is more than one mind is as pernicious to divine theology as our ancient mythology and pagan idolatry. With one Father, even God, the whole family of man would be brethren, and with one mind and that God, or good, the brotherhood of man would consist of love and truth and have unity of principle and spiritual power which constitute divine science. The supposed existence of more than one mind was the basic error of idolatry. This error assumed the loss of spiritual power, the loss of the spiritual presence of life as infinite truth without an unlikeness, and the loss of love as ever present and universal. Divine science explains the abstract statement that there is one mind by the following self-evident proposition. If God or good is real, then evil, the unlikeness of God, is unreal. And evil can only seem to be real by giving reality to the unreal. The children of God have but one mind. How can good lapse into evil when God, the mind of man, never sins? The standard of perfection was originally God and man. Has God taken down his own standard, and has man fallen? God is the creator of man, and the divine principle of man remaining perfect, the divine idea or reflection man remains perfect. Man is the expression of God's being. If there ever was a moment When man did not express the divine perfection, then there was a moment when man did not express God, and consequently, a time when deity was unexpressed, that is, without entity. If man has lost perfection, then he has lost his perfect principle, the divine mind. If man ever existed without this perfect principle or mind, then man's existence was a myth. Consciousness, as well as action, is governed by mind. It's in God, the origin and governor of all that science reveals. It is recorded that once Jesus asked the name of a disease which moderns would call dementia, the demon or evil replied that his name was Legion. Thereupon, Jesus cast out the evil, and the insane man was changed and straightway became whole. The scripture seems to import that Jesus caused the evil to be self-seen and so destroyed. The procuring cause and foundation of all sickness is fear, ignorance, or sin. Disease is always induced by a false sense mentally entertained, not destroyed. Disease is an image of thought externalized. The mental state is called a material state. Whatever is cherished in mortal mind as the physical condition is imaged forth on the body. Unfathomable mind is expressed. The depth, breadth, height, might, majesty, and glory of infinite love fill all space. That is enough. Human language can repeat only an infinitesimal part of what exists. The absolute ideal man is no more seen nor comprehended by mortals than is his infinite principle love. Principle and its idea man are coexistent and eternal. Because mind makes all, there is nothing left to be made by a lower power. Spirit acts through the science of mind, never causing man to till the ground, but making him superior to the soil. Knowledge of this lifts man above the sod, above earth and its environments, to conscious spiritual harmony and eternal being. Science not only reveals the origin of all disease as mental, but it also declares that all disease is cured by divine mind. There can be no healing except by this mind, however much we trust a drug or any other means towards which human faith or endeavor is directed. It is mortal mind, not matter, which brings to the sick whatever good they may seem to receive from materiality. But the sick are never really healed except by means of the divine power. Only this action of truth, life, and love can give harmony. Truth makes a new creature in whom old things pass away and all things are become new. The necessity for uplifting the race is further to the fact that mind can do it, for mind can impart purity instead of impurity, strength instead of weakness, and health instead of disease. Truth is an alternative in the entire system and can make it every whit whole. maintain the facts of Christian Science that spirit is God and therefore cannot be sick, that what is termed matter cannot be sick, that all causation is mind acting through spiritual law. Then hold your ground with the unshaken understanding of truth and love, and you will win. Instead of blind and calm submission to the incipient or advanced stages of disease, rise in rebellion against them. Banish the belief that you can possibly entertain a single intruding pain which cannot be ruled out by the might of mind. And in this way, you can prevent the development of pain in the body. No law of God hinders this result. A Christian Scientist's medicine is mind, the divine truth that makes man free.
We will now have a moment of silent prayer for our world. Let's now sing hymn number 188. No eye hath seen, nor tongue declared, nor hath it entered heart of man, to know what God hath here prepared for them that love and trust his plan. Hymn number 188.
Thank you.
Let's now sing hymn number 66. From these thy children gathered in thy name, from hearts made whole, from lips redeemed from woe, thy praise, O Father, shall forever flow. Alleluia, alleluia. Hymn number 66.
Thank you. read from the Christian Science textbook, The Scientific Statement of Being, and the correlative passage from 1 John, 3rd chapter. There is no life, intelligence, nor substance in matter. All is infinite mind and its infinite manifestation. For God is all in all. Spirit is immortal truth. Matter is mortal error. Spirit is the real and eternal. Matter is the unreal and temporal. Spirit is God, and man is his image and likeness. Therefore, man is not material, he is spiritual. Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore, the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. And every man that hath this hope in him purifieth himself, and he is as he is pure. Proverbs. He that followeth after righteousness and mercy shall findeth life, righteousness, and honor. Amen.